The patches work. They yank me down into the dark. I don't like the feeling. Come on in. Adriana stepped back from the door. Even in the dark, those things in your mind, they never really let go of you. The drugs just make them invisible. Melody came inside and the door closed behind her. No one else on this ship would understand what we've been through. She needed to stop running these things through her head. They'd been focused just on surviving for so long. Now the world was opening back up for her. Some of them have been in war, Adriana said. But nothing like the one we just saw. It's always the same, Adriana said. Melody sat on a chair in the corner of the small cabin. Do you know what Grey Team's going to choose? She asked. She'd been told they'd be offered some sort of out, or more work with Oni. Adriana was making tea over a small kitchenette. It was a strangely tranquil act, made bizarre by her tall frame and muscle. Here was a Spartan, out of armor, doing something so normal. She handed a steaming cup of water to Melody, then a cherry-colored container with a selection of teas in it. You know already, Adriana said. You just called us Grey Team. Your answer is there. Later on, the tea still hot in her stomach, Melody lay looking at the ceiling of her own cabin. No matter how hard she tried, she still couldn't fall asleep.
20 minutes to slipstream transit. Commander Yerrick returned to the briefing room and shut the door. Someone moved in the dark at one of the desks at the back. Yerrick quickly turned the lights on. Admiral Osman, he said, startled. I didn't realize you were on board.
Where the hell had she come from?
His heart pounded despite his forced casual tone. He desperately wanted to sit down in case his legs gave out. The commander-in-chief of the Office of Naval Intelligence sat right in front of him, when she was supposed to be light years away on Earth.
I came in via Prowler to take a look at Caro, Commander. I wanted to see it firsthand. I'm actually on my way somewhere else. There's another storm brewing.
She didn't get up, just watched him with slightly narrowed eyes for a moment, then... Grey Team encountered this forerunner weapon, the Sharkoi. We almost lost a planet here because of those things, Commander. We could have ended up with them on Earth, thanks to one disgruntled Jirohanai chieftain.
Grey Team acted quickly. We were lucky to have Spartans on the ground, Yerrick said. Lucky, were we?
Admiral Osman raised an eyebrow.
Someone told the Sangheili where to find their lifeboat. Yes, that was very fortunate.
Someone trained the envoy how to free them. Some would call that more than just simple luck.
Yerrick gaped at her for a moment. Of course, Admiral. Why don't you tell me about your meeting with them?
She looked down at a notification from a view screen built into the desk and swiped at it.
We issued the proposal, the one you approved. They said they have demands.
Admiral, if they don't bite, we both know they're not the only team that did black ops against Covenant targets during the war. I could offer an alternate choice for the specialized group we're trying to build, one that would likely integrate better and be more affordable.
The Admiral looked at Yerrick as if he were an idiot. They're Spartans, Commander. They will be taking the pardon and joining the team, even if they are negotiating a little with us. And yes, they'll never fully integrate into this new team. I agree with your report. But that's precisely why I want them to be out there. They don't trust others outside their circle, and that means they're exactly the kind of soldiers I want on this team. Right next to our allies. Especially in the event that our allies ever decide not to be friendly anymore. We'll have eyes and ears right there. And weapons, should the situation require it.
Admiral, they want a prowler, Yerrick protested. Yerrick had never seen the Admiral smile before.
Okay.
So give them one. And new armor while they're at it.
Admiral, Yerrick nodded curtly.
One prowler for Great Team it was, then. Apparently, if Great Team wanted a fast, armored, and stealth-capable UNSC starship, they were going to get it. He'd have to go looking through his notes for Adriana's very long list of Covenant weapons.
Lastly, the Admiral continued, what about the Sharkoi? Did the Havoc really take everything out? Or have your scans from orbit been able to pick up anything left over?
We have our Sorokin contacts in place with all governmental science agencies down on the ground. Their scans and ours from orbit don't indicate anything made it. But we will need to continue keeping an eye out for any that might have escaped into the desert. Otherwise, yes, I'd say we're clean.
Admiral Osman nodded.
Good. Yerrick let out a deep breath.
Admiral, what about Azakiwe?
Azakiwe doesn't know it yet. But she will be spending a lot more time with the Sangheili. She'll be one of our formal envoys to the Swords of Sanghelios as we create this new team.
Now that's interesting, Yerrick thought. Should I know about this other threat? The storm you mentioned?
No. We've got others handling it. Your job is simple, Commander. Gray Team needs to be sharp and ready as soon as possible.
Admiral Osman stood up. Things are about to get more interesting. And I'm going to need every last Spartan out there in the dark to protect us.
Halo, Envoy, was written by Tobias Bakel and read by Scott Brick. Kamchatka, music from Halo 5, Guardians, was composed by Kazuma Jinouchi. The associate producer was Michael Noble. Editing and post-production by Fenn Eichner. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Halo Envoy is available in print from Gallery Books. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio, Halo, Smoke and Shadow, written by Kelly Gay and read by Scott Brick, and Halo, Fractures, Extraordinary Tales from the Halo Canon, read by Scott Brick.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.